State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. Climbing out of poverty can be incredibly tough, but some manage to do it. We are going to hear what it takes to climb out of poverty. Now, we all know about the American dream, right?
Many Americans believe that it's possible to start poor and to become wealthy over the course of a lifetime.
That's Diana Elliott. She's a researcher with the Pew Research Center's Economic Mobility Project.
But in fact, when we look at the data, we see that just 4% of Americans start at the bottom and make it all the way to the top in that next generation.
Elliott says, yes, moving up the income ladder is hard, but it's possible. A new Pew study that looked at data from over 700 adults shows it boils down to a few key characteristics.
Attaining a college degree, being in a family where you're not the sole earner providing income for your family. There are very concrete factors that, people could look to and say, these are the things that could make a difference in terms of moving people out of the bottom.
But it's not a guarantee.
It's not necessarily a guarantee. It's just these folks had a higher likelihood of moving out of the bottom.
Elliott says having a savings account and owning your own home or a car also play a role.
Hey!
Hi!
Come on in!
The Blackman family just bought their new house in Battle Creek about 3 months ago. Before I can even take my coat off, 9-year-old Analea starts telling me about how much she loves it in her new home.
I think that is great, and it was better than my apartment because there was not a lot of space, but now the living room is really big. Now we have a big table, and I can imagine myself outside with my family and having a roast.
It is awesome to have a nice big living room and a place to play outside, but more than that, having a home also ups her family's chances of climbing out of poverty, according to the Pew Report. I first interviewed Analea's mom, 30-year-old Tiffany Blackman, a few years ago. Back then, she and her husband only had 3 kids. Her husband was out of work, and she was making $22,000 a year as a volunteer coordinator at a local food bank. Since then, a lot has changed.
I still work at the same facility, but now I make about $14,000 more a year. So really excited about that.
She also earned her associate's degree in business management.
And I've had a new baby and we bought a new house. I think that's the extent of the new changes.
Those changes have helped catapult Blackman and her family from the bottom fifth of the economic ladder up one rung. But it's not all roses.
You would think that making $14,000 more a year is excellent and awesome, and it's going to take you to some new level that you've never been to. And for me, reality really is that it's not very different.
For one thing, she gets less help from the government now that she earns more money, and her husband is still out of work. She knows it's going to take a long time to climb out of the poverty that she inherited from her parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents.
I really thought that my children would be the generation that didn't see poverty, but they've already saw it. They firsthand can say, oh, I know that car, that orange card, it's an EBT card because my mom used to swipe that when we bought groceries. I was really hoping that they didn't have to see that part of things. So,
but she's not giving up. Blackman continues to save money, and she's on her way to getting her bachelor's degree. Two things that, according to Pew, could help her create an American dream success story for her and her family. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.